Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Our scripture reading today is from Genesis chapter 21, the first 21 verses. Genesis chapter 21, beginning with verse 1 in God's Word, the Bible. The Lord visited Sarah just as he had said he would, and did for Sarah what he had promised. So Sarah became pregnant, and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the appointed time that God had told him. Abraham named his son, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him, just as God had commanded him to do. Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Sarah said, "God has made me laugh. Everyone who hears about this will laugh with me." She went on to say, "Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have given birth to a son for him in his old age." The child grew and was weaned. Abraham prepared a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. But Sarah noticed the son of Hagar the Egyptian, the son whom Hagar had borne to Abraham, mocking. So she said to Abraham, "Banish that slave woman and her son, for the son of that slave woman will not be an heir along with my son Isaac." Sarah's demand displeased Abraham greatly, because Ishmael was his son. But God said to Abraham, "Do not be upset about the boy or your slave wife. Do all that Sarah is telling you, because through Isaac your descendants will be counted. But I will also make the son of the slave wife into a great nation, for he is your descendant too." Early in the morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. He put them on her shoulders, gave her the child, and sent her away. So she went wandering aimlessly through the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she shoved the child under one of the shrubs. Then she went and sat down by herself across from him at quite a distance, about a bow shot away, for she thought, "I refuse to watch the child die." So she sat across from him and wept uncontrollably. But God heard the boy's voice. The angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and asked her, "What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid, for God has heard the boy's voice right where he is crying. Get up, help the boy up, hold him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation." Then God enabled Hagar to see a well of water. She went over and filled the skin with water, and then gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy as he grew. He lived in the wilderness and became an archer. He lived in the wilderness of Paran. His mother found a wife for him from the land of Egypt. It does not have to be too large a project before we start to lose track of the details. We cannot keep it all in our mind. We need some kind of help to make it manageable. Lists, computer software, something to keep track of all the things that are part of the project that need to fit together. God is not like that. God needs no help. He never misses a detail. He has it all planned out perfectly, and he has his entire plan in his mind all at once. That is enough to blow our tiny little minds. Just thinking about even one little aspect of God's eternal plan is enough to fry our minds. But God has it all planned out perfectly, and he has left us a record. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.